Now, where you live here in a what? Not an apartment, but
a house.
And you might say there are five on this street. There are five.
Five homes on this street.
Or in other words, there are five
residences.
Or even more. We said there's one house, then there are five
houses.
Some people say houses. Now, many farms have a house, but they also have a big red
barn.
And what was the barn used for? Do you remember uses? And of course, you didn't live on a farm.
No, but well, it was usually used for horses.
Or storage of anything?
Yes, there'd be the corn crib for the corn.
That was not in the barn, though.
That was a special
separate
crib.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And where did they keep the grain then? Is there a special word for
it? The granary.
And the upper part of the barn where they often kept something in?
The hayloft or the loft.
And you ever hear the place, the corn crib, called a cow barn by any chance? Or did they ever have a cow barn? A corn barn, I'm sorry. A corn barn.
A corn barn. No, I would hear of a cow barn, but
they
I never
cow
heard
barns,
of it.
Well,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was a special.
That was where the cows were especially kept.
And was that usually a separate building or added on to another? Or
many times separate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there are different ways of storing or piling up this hay. You mentioned one, the loft. Now, suppose the hay were out in a field by itself, piled up. Would you have any word for that?
No, they put it on in bales.
Mm-hmm. But a stack, especially.
As a haystack. I guess they still do that. I don't know
either. Now, there might even be a smaller unit. I can think of hay in a hayloft inside the barn, and then right outside the barn they might have a haystack. And then out in the field they might have a little pile of this. Do you ever remember a word for that?
No, I don't believe I do. I
never call it a haycock?
No, that wasn't familiar to me.
Okay. And did they have a special building or of some sort to keep the pigs or the hogs in that you can remember?
Pigsty. There was always the pigsty.
Was that that wasn't a building, or was it? Was that a building? Or
no, I think it was the more outside yard for them, rather
fenced
than
in.
With, yes. Mm-hmm.
But there'd be a shelter of some sort,
yes,
often called
yes.
The.
Oh, Jerry, what did they call that now? I don't believe I can tell.
Never a pig pen or
well,
hog
pig
house?
Pen, yes, well, yes, hog house, that would be all right.
Now, if you take delivery of milk, you say you take it from
the milkman.
And he works for a
company.
Which is often, in the business of milk, this company is called since they sell milk,
a creamery.
Or another word,
dairy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there might be a word too for the place around the barn, which is fenced in, where the stock would be watered and fed. That would be
water trough, or a feeding trough, either.
And you might say then you had two of these. You had two
troughs.
Okay. You use the word barnyard for this unit around the barn. Would you have used that?
Yes, I would say the cows were down in the barnyard ready to be milked.
Okay. Now the place where you turn the animals out to graze would be the
pasture or the meadow.